When the pandemic closed schools last spring, school nutrition departments swung into action. In only a few days, many opened meal distribution sites and began sending meals to students' homes. Those meals have become even more important during the pandemic. An estimated 60,000 children in Maine could be at risk of hunger. But as Robbie Feinberg reports, hybrid school schedules have made it even harder for many districts to get meals to every student.
Alyssa Roman is in charge of both the nutrition and transportation departments for the Lewiston School Department. And she says figuring out how to deliver food to thousands of students this fall, especially when half are at home each day, has required staff to rethink almost everything they do. They still serve meals at schools, but they also offer meal pickup sites around the city. And Roman says because kids are only in school 2 days per week, the district sends them home with extra meals.
So on a given day, if it was Tuesday and my staff were making the lunch for Tuesday, they'd also be making the lunch for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So that's four different entrees they're still making. Plus, for the kids that are in school, we have special diets. So what that really means is my lunch people on any given day are doing like six different entrees, which is a lot of production in the kitchen. It's not just making one dinner. You're making six different dinners in a day.
Despite the logistical headaches, Roman says changes to federal law have made school meals free for every student, regardless of income. Rules have also been relaxed to allow schools to partner with other organizations around food pickup sites. But Roman says those new options haven't made up for the fact that hundreds of kids aren't in school each day, and many aren't getting school lunch.
So in our district, we're trying to keep volume by having those kids come in and participate with the food that we have, but you have the potential to lose a lot of the kids. And what does that mean for Lewiston? 60% drop in participation in lunch because we just have half our population not in the school. That's a huge number.
We expected a change. I don't think we expected this much of a decrease.
Walter Beasley is the director of child nutrition for the Maine Department of Education. He says in November and December of 2020, schools in Maine reported serving 30% fewer lunches than a year before. Breakfasts are also down 10%. Beasley says the numbers are similar across the Northeast and around the country.
I have somebody here now that we put on staff that's looking at what is actually going on, doing surveys and talking to schools to find out where the barriers are and what's working for schools so we can share this information with everybody. You know, it's always a concern when children aren't getting their meals. And we don't understand why you offer them a meal at no charge, why they're not taking it. That's kind of confusing for us.
Part of the reason may be that parents don't know what's available. But schools say another reason is about logistics. Hybrid schedules mean fewer kids are in school. And in some districts, buses that had been used to distribute meals to students' houses last spring are now needed to pick up kids. And in addition to those challenges, school officials say many parents may not have enough time or ability to go to a pickup site and get a meal. Jeannie Riley, the school nutrition director for the Wyndham Raymond School District, says there's also a misconception about who's eligible for free meals.
But families have this, you know, I don't want to take it away. We don't really need it. You know, I don't want to take it away from somebody who might need it more. They don't understand that. We have the capacity to feed every child.
Despite those barriers, districts are still finding ways to get food to students. In MSAD 52, north of Lewiston, Food Services Director David Roberts says his district has delivered more meals than it did last year, using several pickup sites and a delivery van.
We feel like that consistency is important, not only to the families, but just to the viability of the operation, because, again, you're establishing a service, and we want it to be dependable and consistent.
But in Augusta, the decline in meals has led to a loss in revenue. School nutrition director Maureen Thompson says she recently had to lay off four staff members.
We laid them off in September, October, because we could see what it was happening then. We weren't, you know, the numbers were low.
Thompson says she'd like to see schools fully reopen this fall, which would mean more students eating lunch in school every day. But she also hopes that even after the pandemic, lawmakers can permanently make school meals free for every kid. She says the past year has shown the need for providing food for children, whether they're at home or at school. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.